This week, the Contraception, Sterilisation and Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill passed at its second reading. Abortion Rights Aotearoa says that consumers and providers of abortion healthcare are being exposed to harm from increasing protest action, which has included physical and verbal abuse. I spoke to Alice Shepherd, who says that the issue that is being debated is whether abortion patients and providers should be protected from this intimidation and the real threat of violence, which isn't too dissimilar from the threats that MPs are facing outside of Parliament this week. Here is that interview. First of all, can you just tell our listeners a bit about the Safe Areas Amendment Bill and what it's aiming to promote?
Sure thing. So the Safe Areas was an element of the initial abortion law reform bill back in 2020 that got removed just before the bill was passed. So what Safe Areas does is it creates a protected circle around clinics or hospitals where abortion is provided and prevents protesters from standing in that circle and harassing people that are entering the clinic either to work there or to receive treatment.
Yeah, and I guess one thing that's been reported is that abortion service providers have been dealing with increasing levels of protest. So can you talk a bit about the barriers that you've seen women in particular experience while trying to access this healthcare?
Certainly. So it's not just the women accessing the service, it's also people that work there, so doctors and nurses at the clinic. So it's a double whammy. In terms of people that are vulnerable without this bill being passed. So the sort of harassment we've seen is things like, I'll pray for you and your child, calling women murderers for accessing abortion care, general kind of intimidating and harassing tactics outside clinics.
And I guess, could you then talk a bit about, as well as the bill, what else could be done to improve the situation, to improve this access?
I am so glad you asked. So while Orland is really excited that the bill passed its second reading, looking forward to its passage at the third reading, we're slightly concerned that it is deficient. The main issue that Orland has with the bill is that the safe areas outside these clinics are not automatic once the bill has been passed. So they have to be custom. So you have to report that there's been harassment outside the clinic, and then the Minister for Health will design a custom area that surrounds that clinic. What that means is it's very clunky, and it requires that women and healthcare providers be harassed before they're able to be protected. And it creates a bit of a time delay between the harassment happening and the protection happening. So what we would like is that on the immediate passage of the bill, all clinics that provide abortion access have that safe area perimeter automatically applied, rather than going through that process of waiting for harassment to happen, women and people accessing care are the kind of guinea pigs, then going through the long process of getting the custom area set up outside. We think it's easier, avoid the time delays, just have the safe areas automatic.
Right, then would you say that you believe that just having the right to not be verbally or physically abused is a right in itself, and is this something that should be almost just a guarantee?
Absolutely. Being protected while accessing your place of work or accessing healthcare is absolutely a fundamental right. And it's important to understand that the people designing this bill have already considered the rights at play. So the Attorney General has determined that the perceived right of freedom of speech to protest outside these clinics is not going to be contravened by having these safe areas outside. So it has acknowledged that the right to access these clinics trumps anyone else's right to harass people outside the clinics.
Yeah, and this bill did receive really strong support. I think it was an 108-12 majority in favour. Is there anything that you'd say to those who voted against that would maybe make them think to reconsider their position?
Again, I'm so glad you asked. That's a great question. So what we've seen from the people that voted against the Safe Areas Bill is that it's commonly there's a bit of overlap between the those MPs and the MPs that voted against the ban on conversion therapy. So what we're really getting a sense of is that those MPs are voting on what they perceive to be the morality of abortion itself. That's not the issue here. The issue is whether providers and patients have a right to enter the clinic without being harassed. So what LRANs would say to those MPs is just a reminder, this is not about abortion, it's about a right to access healthcare without harassment. The other thing we'd just like to pick up on is that MPs have spent the last week entering their workplace past an encampment of protesters that had considerable overlap with anti-choice protesters that often protest outside clinics. We are hoping that that will encourage MPs to see how intimidation and harassment is really exhausting and is threatening and should not bar anyone from accessing their place of employment. So just in summary, the two main points are that this is not about the morality or the ethics or the legality of abortion. It's about the ability to access healthcare without being harassed. And second, that the MPs themselves are getting a real sense of that threatening behaviour this week, and we hope that that will encourage them to have empathy for pregnant people and workers that have to deal with that every day.
Right, and just lastly, what is your plans for after, as an organisation, after this bill is likely to pass? Do you have any plans for the work you're going to do in this area?
Sure thing. So, I mean, we're the largest pro-choice advocacy group, the oldest pro-choice advocacy group in New Zealand. So, of course, before legalisation, our kind of mahi was on decriminalisation, legalisation. Moving forward, it's not just that abortion is legal, but it needs to be safe and accessible. So safe areas is another thing that can help get that goal of abortion being safe. In terms of accessible, ORANZ is really looking at equitable access to abortion care. So it's looking at people that have to travel long distances to get to clinics. It's looking at how can we get more general health providers and practitioners to be able to prescribe medical abortion. Things like that. So what we're really looking for is just monitoring and making sure that abortion isn't just legal, but it's accessible for everyone in Aotearoa.